With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Harris campaign says there's been no agreement to the ground rules for the upcoming presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Clunkston reports.
In a social media post Tuesday afternoon, Donald Trump claimed an agreement had been reached and that debate microphones would be muted when it's not a candidate's turn to speak. But the Harris campaign rejected that claim a few hours later, saying the issue remains a matter of ongoing conversation with host network ABC. Trump's campaign wants mics to be muted, while the vice president's team prefers unmuted mics for the duration of the debate, which is scheduled for September 10th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, special counsel Jack Smith has brought a superseding indictment against former President Trump. It has to do with the 2020 election interference case.
In terms of the case itself, it's very unlikely that this will even begin before voters go to the polls on November 5th. And if Donald Trump does win that election, if he becomes president again, he'll have the power to tell the government to drop the case altogether. So we'll have to see what happens there. Interestingly, in terms of spectacle and media, Jack Smith has said that he won't require Donald Trump to have another arraignment. So we won't likely see that big media scrum again. We won't see Donald Trump come back into a courtroom to face these new charges.
The BBC's Carl Nessman in Washington. Labor Day weekend will be busier than ever in many areas. AAA says, however, that travelers will have at least one welcome source of relief. That would be lower prices. The agency says domestic travel over the 2024 Labor Day weekend forecast to be up 9% compared with last year at U.S. airports, 8.5% increase over last year. The Dow is down 364 points, the NASDAQ losing 264. This is SRN News. A Christian astronaut settles in for a long space flight. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Imagine leaving on a week-long business trip and having it extended to 8 months. That's what happened to Butch Wilmore. He and astronaut Sonny Williams went up in a Boeing Starliner for a test flight in June, ran into technical difficulties, and are now stuck on the International Space Station until February. Wilmore says, quote, "We trust in a sovereign God. Whatever the plan is, we're ready for it." He is an elder at Providence Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some school officials in Oklahoma say they will not comply with a new order that requires that a copy of the Bible be placed in every classroom. A spokesman for the State Education Department says the mandate is not optional and that the superintendent has a wide range of tools to deal with rogue districts that do not comply. This is SRN News. Companies are being flooded with job applicants from North Korea.
Tech startup Cinder says it suspects as many as 4 in 5 applicants from some job websites are part of a remote work scheme aimed to help fund the North Korean state. A cybersecurity expert told Forbes it saw one email account automated to apply to 300 different jobs, usually in IT. Once hired, they use IT to complete tasks and can make as much as $300,000 a year. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
4 people charged with breaking into a series of gun stores across Maryland and stealing 81 firearms between December and March. Officials say the group was trying to sell or trade those guns on social media, where they would sometimes brag about their success of the break-ins. The suspects in this case, ages 16 to 20. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.